And so Tammy now has a bone to pick with her because she got a bone to pick with everybody.
Everybody. She's the bone collector.
The bone collector. And she just goes off on McKenna. You know, you live in a fantasy world. You know, you're putting on a show. But now, you know, you're putting on a show now, but you were breaking down yesterday. Like, are you actually ready for marriage? And
like, McKenna, Tammy, does she have to marry you? What is this? Right. I hate girls like this.
Tammy's the worst. Why do I have to prove myself to you? Who are you to me? I don't have to answer any of your questions. I don't have to go under any of these interrogations that you're doing with me. Like, what is your deal?
It's strange. I had these encounters with women before, and it's very odd because it's like, literally nobody asked you.
So I wasn't talking to you, and yeah, nobody was talking to you.
And
so,
like, no one's gonna marry you. No one. Well, I'm not gonna marry you, and I'm not gonna have kids with you. So your opinion about any of my qualities for marriage or mothering is not up to your judgment.
Yeah.
Also, none of us have kids. Also, we're sitting in a dorm room. Like, there's no need to like go here. They're sitting at a cocktail party with this man I know half of them don't even like. I know they don't.
Exactly.
It's so weird, but it's a thing, though. With ultra-competitive women who are, like, a little insecure, it's like a thing.
Yeah, Tammy's competitiveness is just
mind-boggling.
It's wild.
It's like it never tires. It's just, like...
She's just, like, in it. It's like she has a glaze over her eyes. And she, like, forgot where she is. She's just, like, win.
Yes.
God. So she's attacking McKenna now. Poor little white blonde little McKenna, oh my God. 22
and
years old.
She's Canadian, too, so she's, like, Canadian. Super nice.
Right. Never been in a fight. On the brink of tears always. you're not gonna tear me down. She's like shaking as she's saying it.
Mm-hmm.
Say what you want to say. Say, you know, I'm 22, but I'm not immature. I'm ready for marriage. Like, she just sounded ridiculous as she's like defending herself. This is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Kelsey tries to come to her defense. Tammy's coming after Kelsey. Like, Tammy is just really, she's just like in kill mode, like over anybody. It's crazy. Natasha, she is over Tammy's bullshit. She said in the confessional, Tammy is more concerned with eliminating people who don't belong here or quote unquote aren't ready than actually furthering her connection with Peter.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't have said it any better myself.
Yep.
Natasha actually got my invite to the cookout in this moment.
What?
This is less of an invite. This is more of a rescue mission to get her out of here.
An emergency cookout setup. I see.
An emergency cookout. Yes.
Pop up.
Rescue mission.
Food truck.
Food truck. Hop in, girl. We out. Like, this is crazy that she's still sitting here.
A cookout getaway.
Cookout getaway. God. So McKenna, she's scared now that Tammy's like gonna bring her up now to Peter, so she like runs off to go find Peter, sit and have her little one-on-one with him, and immediately tells him how Tammy attacked her.
Oh my god,
is saying I'm not here for the right reasons.
No, how dare she.
I know. Peter, he's like confused. He's like, I've never had doubts. I didn't really second guess anything with you, so I'm not really sure where this is coming from, but okay. And yeah, date Rose went to Madison
because,
I mean, there's something genuine there.
Oh, for sure.
Knows what's happening.
They're cuties.
Yeah. Time for Victoria F's second one-on-one date. They meet up. They're in, like, the countryside of Chile. They meet at these horse stables. And they're basically just petting horses, and this like old Chilean man teaches them how to like trust horses and ride them and stuff like that.
And make
the
horses
trust horse show.
You.
There's music, there's dances, or the horse to trust you. Yes. There's a horse show with music and dancers, and the little horses were dancing too. So cute. Little trotting little legs.
They,
so cute.
like the way they train horses in other countries to do stuff like that is like really wild.
To watch. I can imagine. That horse was straight up like, it has some crazy footwork. I was like, okay.
It's like they're all like police horses or like Game of Thrones horses. They're all like really smart and like, it's wild.
It's serious training, yeah, they sit and kind of eat with this little Chilean family. Peter is like, oh, yeah, I could totally see her as my future, Mrs. Weber. Then the two of them go off and sit by themselves. And Victoria F. drops a bomb to Peter about how she's been going back and forth so much. And she's like, I do like you, but, you know, I don't know. And Peter's like, well, when you say you go back and forth, like, what does that mean?
Yeah, like, right.
Because he's literally just called her Mrs. Weber in his confessional 2 seconds ago. And she just, like, cannot articulate a sentence or a thought or an emotion to save her life.
So here's why. Because she posed for a white supremacist clothing line, and she's a homeworker. So those are two, like, really big things you can't really say in the daytime. And you can't really say, like, with cameras around. So I think she's trying to figure out, like, how do I say that I fucked two of my friend's husbands? How do I say this? God. What do I do now?
What do I do here? It's bound to come out, girl.
Yeah, because they already got my ex-boyfriend. I know they're going to get one of them bitches here.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. God. So, yeah, she just keeps saying, like, I don't know, like, I'm, you know, I've been in my head a lot, you know, I don't know, and, like, starts to cry, and he's, like, trying to assure her, and now in his confessional, he's like, so, I don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
I feel like I might fall for this girl, but then she's not allowing herself to get there.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what's happening. Very blindsided. Time for the nighttime portion of their dates. They, you know, meet up for dinner. Peter, again, going in, he's like, I had no idea she had doubts today. So now I'm, like, terrified to even, you know, have this conversation. So he asks her, you know, I brought you on a second date because I wanted to know if it is what I think it is. Which, you know, I guess talk about their, you know, connection. And she just throws it back at him, like, is it what you think it is?
Yeah.
Girl.
So weird.
Very weird. She don't want to be here. And he's like, well, earlier today, you know, my confidence was definitely hurt because I could see you, like, you're putting all these walls up and I don't really understand why. Like, why can't you just let this be? Why are you self-sabotaging? Like, just talk to me. And again, this girl can't get a word out. You know, I'm trying. I don't know why I'm putting up walls. I don't know.
Girl, because you a mess in there. That's why you're putting up walls. Because it is a disgrace in there.
She got a whole lot going on in her head. A whole lot. And yeah, she's like, maybe you'd be happier with someone who's more open at this point. And then he flat out asks her, like, do you want to be here? And then with the boldness, she's like, yes, you know, I wouldn't be here if I didn't want to be. And it's like, do you though?
Yeah, I don't, you definitely don't, because you're definitely driving him to the point of a breakup.
Yeah. Like, what is this?
Yeah, I don't know.
So Peter, he just goes on and on about how much he's into her and wants her to be here. And eventually she's just, she literally says, okay, like, I get it, Peter, but I'm going to be sick. And then gets up and, like, walks away. Because she says she feels like she wants to throw up.
Yeah. AKA talk to a producer.
Exactly. And scam her way out of this shit that she signed up for. So, yeah, off camera, she's talking with the producer about how she's so frustrated and, you know, I can't give him an honest answer. And then Peter's talking with another producer saying, like, she literally said she doesn't want this. I'm trying my best and I can't get anything out of her. Victoria F., same producer, asks her, you know, do you really want to go home? And she's like, I don't know. And then I think she said he's ready for marriage and I don't know if I want that right now.
So this is where both of these dumb ninnies get my Becky of the Week.
God, yes.
Jesus. Because the second that the producer brings up marriage, she's like, nah, you gotta get out of my face with this. Nope. No. And then this guy is sitting here staring at the wall talking about she don't want to be here. I don't know why I'm talking to her. And he eliminated Victoria P.
who wanted to be here, even though she's a lying asshole, but she still wanted this marriage thing.
And you know what? I want to know why she lied about that, because she really liked him. So why? I would have loved to know more about Victoria P rather than this other girl.
Yeah, definitely.
Hey guys, that's a little taste of this week's episode. If you want to hear the full recap,
head on over to patreon.com/2blackgirls1rose and sign up to get weekly recaps and other Bachelor content from us.
See you next week.